Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to a dollar per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Fellas, if you want to step up your beard game and stop walking around with a patchy, dry-ass beard, there's nothing more unattractive to a woman than a guy who's walking around here with a dry, unmoisturized, patchy-ass beard. And especially if it don't connect. Women don't get wet if your beard don't connect. With that being said, I recommend you try Noir Classic. Black-owned and a major key in beard growth. Let me tell y'all something. I use Noir Classic, and it has everything you need as a black man for your beard. I want you to do me a favor. Order today at www.noirclassic.com and get your beard right. And also, I need you to follow them on Instagram at Noir Classic and like their Facebook page today. Here's what you need, all right? Noir Classic, if you click the details in this, you will be able to follow them, and you will be able to purchase stuff online. Again, that's Noir Classic. Fellas, get your fucking beard together. Now, let's get into the podcast.
You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up on your head. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? Clint Cole. 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 You're listening to advice from a football.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley. I'm here, back in my crib. Got my cousin on the podcast with me. Dania Freeman is in the building. D Free, yeah.
Yay.
So real quick, before I, you know, we start talking or whatever, let's start. Let me just talk about live podcast. August 28th, Dallas, Texas, August 29th, Denver, Colorado. Get your tickets, click details in this. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we got new product. We now sell Safe Sex Saves Money condoms. We sell condoms now. Yes, we sell condoms. If you want a condom, you get a two-pack for $5. A two-pack for $5. Safe Sex, and also, just so y'all know, all right, I have two types of condoms. You can get the white pack, which is regular, or you get the black pack, which is the bigger condoms, and it's a black condom. Black, bigger condoms, because black is big, and big is black. And baby, right here, you know my dick ain't whack, because I'm Clint Coley on this podcast selling safe sex.
That's what they did.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to it. My cousin looking at me like I'm fucking lost my mind.
I love everything. I didn't know about the condoms. So
that shit dope, ain't it?
I'm like, ooh, I wouldn't use them, but I love it.
No, but they're FDA approved. They're legit condoms. Like, listen, cuz it's right here. Safe sex saves
so
money.
Dope. So it's like the joints that they give out at like the health fairs. And
yeah,
all
yeah.
So it's
they're good condoms.
Not lifestyle. What is it? Is it lifestyle?
No, they're Trojans. No, lifestyles. They're lifestyles.
Lifestyles?
They're lifestyles.
Lifestyles is, like, where's the camera at? Lifestyle safe.
Lifestyle's a good condom.
My brothers made it through their teenage years with no kids.
Yeah.
Lifestyle.
I made it through 32 years.
My mom used to have a bag of fucking lifestyles on the bathroom door.
I wear lifestyle skin. I like the skin kind.
I like skin too.
I like skin.
I don't wear them, but yes.
I mean, yes, but I mean, but it feels good in you when you're, it doesn't feel like, they don't dry, skin doesn't dry you out, you know?
Yeah, I actually do. Like
magnums will dry you out.
If he's not prepared, then like we depend. Like my stash is the lifestyle skin.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I was never mind. No, we haven't even started yet.
No, we have started. That wasn't even a topic. But let's talk.
I was dating a guy, And like, it was, we were dating for a while at this point. Right. But then he, like, the first time he was going to stay the night and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was like, cool. But then he couldn't fit my condoms.
Ooh, was it too small or too big?
It was too small. And I was like,
so he, the condom was too small, or the
condom was too small. Okay. That lifestyle skin would not fucking work. Well, I was like, ooh.
They have large lifestyle skins, too.
I wasn't prepared.
So there's the blue pack, and then there's, like, the red pack. I get the red pack.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And let's talk about this real quick. Fellas, I'm sorry, I just killed
No, it's still over there.
Okay. But, yeah. Fellas, listen, let's stop the bullshit, all right? Let's really stop the bullshit, all right? This whole, like, you trying to get Magnum condoms, like, get your size, bro. And you get your size, bro.
Like,
stop playing. The Magnum's not even the safest condom.
I think at a certain age, like, you're, as a woman, you're not, you're not, when I was like 17 or something.
Keep it
a
buck.
The golden ticket. Like, we were hype.
And you know what's crazy? Niggas listen to this podcast that I got the black condoms and they're black large condoms. I guarantee you that's going to be the one niggas order. Niggas not gonna keep it a bean and just order the regular size condom. They're gonna order the white pack. You know what I mean? The black pack.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I don't know. That's the ego thing, but do y'all thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Word.
I agree. All right, so let me, real quick, let's just stay in with condoms real quick. Do you, that whole I don't like condom shit, that don't fly with you?
Not at all.
Okay.
No, because I don't like babies. I don't like sexually transmitted diseases. And
even better.
So, like, it's funny, you say even better, but that's because you're a man. So for me, I remember I had a conversation with my friends, and I was like, when we were talking about HIV, and I don't want to take it this way, but I was just saying how, like, to a certain extent, it's like women fear getting pregnant more than they fear contracting
STD. I fear.
And I feel like we should not, like, it came like, ooh, I'll take birth control, so I don't need condoms. Yeah. But you still can contract any type of dumbass sexually transmitted disease that's out there. So we don't just wear condoms because it prevents you from getting pregnant. It's because people are nasty and don't go to the doctor.
Niggas got sick dick.
And they don't go to the doctor.
Right.
They got sick dick.
Sick dick. There you go. Sick dick. Sick
dick. My cousin caught a case of the sick dick.
Who? Oh, I was like, I'm your cousin. So no, not me.
Different cousin. Like, growing up, like, my first introduction to HIV was my cousin who died from AIDS, who contracted HIV from her straight boyfriend. Wow. At a time where only gay, right?
Right.
So.
Right.
Wrap
right.
it up, ladies.
Right. Right. Damn. Well, the thing is, he probably was stepping out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because, like, my man Lou, he works for the head of health clinic. He's our road manager. And he says the main case of HIV is what it is girls are having sex with guys who are having sex with guys. Like, that's why they say it's the gay disease. But it's like, there's guys having sex with guys also having sex with women.
Yeah.
And that's the issue.
And it's not, that's not the issue.
That's an issue.
Yeah.
But the issue is we're not going to the doctors, and we're not getting tested, and we're not saying.
Protecting ourselves more than anything.
Yeah.
I think that's the key. Like, at this point, it's 2019.
Well, I agree.
And when we were in high school, and I'm 2 years, like,
you're 2 years.
So when we were in high school, I recall HIV, and I was like, in school, and I was Red Cross certified, AIDS counselor, shit like that. And it's like, This is
AIDS. Go ahead.
This is one of the biggest. It was a epidemic that was really affecting Black people, and specifically Black women, and especially in Philadelphia at the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, how are Black women contracting this virus at these type of rates? And the presumption was that, okay, some of these Black women are contracting it from men who are having, who at the end of the day just are not being honest about what they're doing in their
sexual
sex life.
Yeah.
And they're not only are they not being honest, but they're not protecting themselves in the process.
Right.
And they're not getting tested.
Yeah, because so, I mean they're having anal sex, and you know,
which is
you can't you
the
really
highest it makes you more susceptible to the virus.
Right. Which anal sex
because
also
the
like,
highest concentration of the virus is present in blood and semen.
Right. And then what's worse is that, I mean, we don't want to get too dark.
It's transferred.
You know what I mean? But yeah, but like you can't have anal sex with a condom. I mean, you can, that is, but it's not.
I don't know.
I'm not saying.
Are you into anal sex?
No, I'm not. Okay. But I'm saying is like, we tried it. And the problem is like, yeah, you can't, like, it's, you can't have a condom. It's bottom line.
I mean, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
I have not done anal sex.
Right.
And nigga thought, I thought maybe I was going to try it.
Right.
And it was like, that shit is so painful. We can fight before.
Right. Exactly.
Before the fuck you come that way with me.
All right. So let's get into the topics though. Like I'm sorry we spent a lot of time. But you know what, dog? We're not just a fuck, we're a fuckboy podcast. But yes, we are promoting safe sex. You know, safe sex is very important.
And that is why
safe sex saves money.
You feel me?
All right. Okay. So ladies and gentlemen, it's back to school. It's back to school time. I'm seeing pictures with kids.
30.
Listen, I'm getting somewhere.
Talking about back to school.
It's back to school, and kids are going back, and adults are happy to take their kids back. And I'm seeing pictures and shit of you and another and your son or your daughter, and they're going to the fifth grade or they're going to the sixth grade. Like my godson is going to the sixth grade, and it's going to be great. But I realized in school when you would have orientation, they would tell you what are grounds for suspension and what's grounds for expulsion. Now, I'm sure that suspension and expulsion growing up, what was grounds for suspension and expulsion then is different now. Like, you fight, automatic 3 days.
Yeah.
Automatic. It ain't even, they don't care who started it. They don't give a shit. Automatic 3 days. Grounds for expulsion, bringing any type of weapon to school. Or make it, you know, back then it wasn't terroristic threats, but now I'm sure if you say, I'm going to shoot this motherfucker up, they're going to take you serious. I say that to say, because what are things that guys do, or what are things that people do that's grounds for expulsion or grounds for suspension? The problem is, these days, I think that we're giving up way too fast or way too easy. And the question is, or we're giving up and we're not having that exit conversation of what you did to why I don't want to fucking talk to you no more. Now, I'm not saying that you owe somebody an explanation, but I am saying sometimes what you think could be might not be. And if y'all had a conversation, maybe it would be different. Like if a girl tells me, Clint, the reason why I'm not talking to you is because of this, 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 and this. If it's something that's fixable, we can fix this and move on. But if it's something that's not fixable, then I get it. So what I'm saying is, what's things in your with men that are grounds for, you know, suspension means like, you know, I'm tight, but I'm gonna come back. I need like a day or so. A suspension. Okay. I need like 1 or 2 days.
Okay.
What's grounds for I'm never talking to him again?
So suspension and then expulsion.
Suspension and expulsion. Do you get the analogy though?
Absolutely.
Was it good?
Absolutely.
All right. I took a while to get to the point.
It took a little bit, but I'm sitting here like, oh, this nigga think he went to producing and really, he really want to get to it now. Right.
I thought about that yesterday. I was talking to my boy Kurt about it. All right. Here we go. So what's up?
Oh, that was a question.
Yeah. What are grounds for suspension and expulsion with you?
Grounds for suspension and expulsion. So, damn. Who was I talking about this with? My niece was here. Were we talking about it? When I say my niece, y'all got to know that, you know, we ghetto, so my niece is a year older than me, so it is what it is. But we were having a real conversation.
That's funny as shit.
Yeah, it's like you tell your niece and niggas be like, hold up, she's you talking about that with your woo? She's 31. So she'll be 31 actually in 2 weeks. But
she call you Aunt D?
No, she called me Nia. Her phone says Aunt Nia. I saw that the other day. I've never seen
like, that's hilarious. Never
call me Aunt Nia. We call ourselves sister nieces.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what y'all are.
I don't know. I think I've said it before, and like for me, cheating.
Is that suspension or expulsion?
Cheating.
Because we're gonna get to. I would have saved cheating, but for me, cheating is automatic.
Expulsion.
Automatically.
So for me, cheating's not expulsion. Automatic. Cheating is not an automatic expulsion for me. And I think that is because I think that I want context. I want to know how long have you known this person? Was this a one-time thing? Because a relationship is different from like you met somebody and you cheated with them. Do I know this person? Because if I have the potential to know this person, then you don't give a fuck about me, right? Like you don't care whether I know or not. You don't care about my feelings. You don't care about the idea of me being embarrassed or like, which is goes back to my feelings. Like you didn't think about me.
Okay.
But if you were like, it's
like a one night stand.
Like I had a one night stand.
You can forgive that.
I can forgive a one night stand. We can work past that.
I can't forgive that.
We can work past even, cause also I'm just different, Clint. Cause also I don't particularly believe that, I don't think that monogamy is natural.
It's funny.
And
I just had this conversation with me and Danette, we were definitely just having this conversation. She definitely was like, I don't think women, I'm starting to feel the same way.
Yeah. So I don't think monogamy is natural to us from like just as human beings, right? From a species standpoint, I don't think monogamy is natural. But I think that as people, some of us believe, there are people who believe that.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to, has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Monogamy is not natural and sex doesn't mean anything. So I can love you and create a life with you, but I can have sex with other people and it doesn't mean anything.
All right,
there are people who believe that.
I feel you. So I want to get to that later in a little bit. But like, okay, so cheating is suspension. But what's expulsion?
Physical violence.
Physical violence.
You cannot put your hands on me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I will not put my hands on you.
That's expulsion for me, too.
There are women out there trying to hit people, like trying to hit guys.
Keep your fucking hands to yourself.
And want to go wild. Like, I would never, like the idea of me like hitting a man in his face. I just see the reaction of me getting hit in the face. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Because I think, I just look for the response, right?
Right.
So I'm not even going to take that chance. But like physical violence is, you can't fucking hit me. You can't choke me. Don't push me to the ground. Like, I should not fear for my life at any point in your fucking presence. That is expulsion.
Right.
Oh, it's the first time and it never happened again. No.
Yeah, it's over. No. We can't come back from that.
There's no coming back from that. You cannot hit me. there's like, there's a thing with lying. And I don't know if there's a way to like separate lying from someone that cheats, that steps, that has infidelity.
Lying is
right,
just like
infidelity is cheating, right? Yeah. But lying,
like about something you didn't have to lie about.
Yeah. Like I can't, because trust is big, right?
Yeah.
And if I feel like I can't trust you, right? And that's also why like the infidelity part has a open ended, because it depends on how did I find out. Who told me? Did you tell me?
Right.
Was this the first time? Was this like, did you get caught and you were forced to tell me? Like, like we have to have that conversation.
Right.
So, but lying.
Right.
Lying, like someone who's a liar, like that
a habitual liar.
That's expulsion.
Expulsion.
Because I can't trust you.
Okay. For me, cheating is automatic grounds for expulsion. It's like, I don't even want to hear your story. You got fucked.
Sounds like an ego thing, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm not. I have a zero tolerance for cheating. I have a zero tolerance for any woman that decides you want to put your hands on me. Yes, you know that shit ain't funny. That shit ain't cute. Don't be putting your hands on me, cause I'm gonna call Kier. You know, I'm, and it's gonna get worse. Kier likes smoke. I'm letting you know that right now. Yeah, my little sister wants all the smoke. She wants smoke with me. She wants smoke with me. Like,
so she definitely wants smoke with
Kier,
you.
I don't want no smoke no more. All right, let's fix this. Okay, I don't want no. But no, my sister wants the smoke. Like, my sister can't wait for me to call her and be like, "This bitch put her hands on me." My sister, she gonna whoop your ass, and then you gonna get your brother. Then he gonna whoop my ass. Hey, everybody, just go get some ass whoopings. Like,
ain't nobody gonna be happy.
Nobody's gonna be happy. What else is grounds for expulsion? If I hate to say this, but gaining an extreme amount of weight, like, I'm sorry, I watch my 600 pound life. Duh. I watch my 600 pound life, and I see these chicks be having boyfriends. Now, I don't know who these niggas be, but they be having boyfriends. My name is Clint Coley. I will not, I cannot, I'm not going to allow that. Because if I'm trying, if I'm trying to help you as you're gaining weight, like, look.
I'm with you.
If you get to, like, if I meet you and you're at 150, and then 2 years later, you at 550, I'm just saying, this is my 600 pound life. I'm cool with you gaining 50 pounds.
You can't be. Honestly.
I'm saying if you get to your point where you're at.
100 pounds is a lot of weight.
But if it could be sexy weight.
No. 100 pounds is a lot of weight.
I'm just saying.
There ain't a motherfucker on this planet that
can. I'm saying if you get to the point where you need to be rolled out the fucking bed.
120. And it's like they can't. Like it's just.
Because I'm saying like you know the motherfuckers who can't get out of bed. I'm not cooking you meals anymore. I'm out.
Absolutely.
That's expulsion.
You
ugly.
It's like you're out before you get there. Like,
oh, absolutely.
I don't look at that as like expulsion because I just don't see that happening. I don't see myself getting like baby, this is because it. And I'm saying this as a woman who is overweight and has been overweight at this point the last 25 years of my life.
Right.
And it's like there are levels to shit. Right,
you're thick, John. We like that. You're my cousin, but
definitely clinically overweight.
Yeah, but if I didn't know you, cuz like, you're not the no. But what I'm saying is, cuz if I didn't know you, I'd be like, damn, thick ass girl.
Thank you, Clint.
I mean, I'm not saying my cousin is thick. Like, I'm sorry, I don't mean it like that. Like, I'm not. I don't want to fuck my cousin. What I'm saying is.
I didn't take it like that.
You just
I took it as you trying to give me a compliment.
I'm giving you
you cool?
Yeah, man. I just love me some big women sometimes.
I'm like, bro.
I love me. Oh my god, I love
that. Is Rich with the cosign from the corner?
Any woman, like yo, I love yo. Oh my god.
But let's get to it, right? So there's levels to big.
Yeah,
that's,
well,
that's
all right.
The point that
I like.
I was trying to.
I like Monique now, or I know not now. I like old. I like Nikki Parker.
Right. How about this, right?
Give me Nikki Parker.
So you'll take a size 16, but I'm not fucking with a size 28. Like that's pretty much what we talking about.
Right, yeah.
We talking about like the whole my 600 pounds.
Yeah, you out there.
I remember I was watching some show or movie with Monique and it was like it may have been like,
I suck Monique
you, was
toast.
It Beauty Shop? I forget which what movie
she wasn't
it was.
In Beauty Shop.
She wasn't in Beauty Shop.
Nah, that was Queen Latifah.
I know Queen, but Monique wasn't in Beauty Shop at all.
No,
she had some movie where she was. She worked at a beauty salon. They were selling clothes in the alley.
She was fucking. That was
the African boy was in the movie.
Two can play that game. Or
no, that's Vivica Fox.
Yeah, but she was in it too.
Monique was in that joint.
Yeah.
Yes.
See.
Exactly. So in that joint, Monique talked about. I think she said she was like a size 16 or a size 18, and I think that's pretty much what you gotta. Like size 16, 18. Like,
I pour gravy on big women.
All right, can we?
You ever had gravy? You ever had a man pour gravy on you?
Oh, because you said that.
But I mean, no, keep it. But you ever had a guy pour gravy on you?
No. All right, so I've never dated like a big guy, right? Why are you laughing?
Because like thick women don't like thick niggas. It's like y'all sumo wrestling out here and shit. Not like. Because you say that.
Fuck you, Clint. I'm going to say that, and then I'm going to go on with my point.
No, I love
which
you.
Which is my what I was getting at was like.
I'm sorry.
All right, sumo wrestling. You're fucking stupid. So mad right now. Uh-uh. Like it says sumo wrestling.
That's what I be thinking on my 600-pound life, baby.
I hate you, dog.
Baby sumo wrestling. Sumo wrestling.
So, no, I never, that was never a reason why I wasn't attracted to big guys.
Oh, okay.
It just never happened, right? So, like, the first time, like, I came across, like, a really big dude that I was like, ooh, that was kind of interested in was, like, maybe, like, 2 years ago. And this dude was, like, 6'5", like, football player, like, really big, right? I was like, all right, cool. I never shot my shot on that one. I was a little sucker, but I was like, I've never been attracted to like a big guy. This is the first time. So then there was a big guy that I had like a bit of a crush on. I still haven't shot my shot on that. I'm gonna get there. But there was a big guy who showed some interest. I decided like to go hang out with him. The hangout wasn't what I expected it to be. So it was already not going to go anywhere from the hangout. I knew that. From the rip. Like, this ain't going nowhere, but at least I gave it a shot. But I stayed the night with the big guy. Like, we didn't have sex or anything like that, but, you know, I stayed at his crib. Yeah. Slept in the same bed. I tried to get us to cuddle. He was too big.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? For me.
Yeah. I love cuddling, you know? Big women.
Like.
Because, like, I'll be... Like, I feel so small cuddling.
The cuddling, like, it got to the point where I think we're... When your weight potentially interferes with like your like not just your health, because obviously it's associated, but when it like this guy probably has like issues sleeping and like the breathing and shit, and I was just like, I can't, the snoring and shit. I was like, oh,
sleep apnea niggas. I get it.
I'm like, no, this was. I was like, nah. I'm like, this too big for me.
I feel you. Would you fuck Carl Winslow? We're watching Family Members. I'm sorry.
Can we sleep at night without you disrupting me?
Yeah.
Like, that's Carl Winslow. That's, like, honestly, that's where I'm at with that. Carl Winslow ain't my, Carl, I don't particularly think Carl's, like, hot, though. Like, I wouldn't.
No, Carl's is definitely not a good-looking guy, you know?
Right.
But this is the episode where, I'm sorry, it's a little distracting. This is the episode where, like, Eddie got handcuffed or whatever, and then Carl Winslow went to go talk to the police officers that did it.
I remember
it.
That.
You know
there
were
some important episodes of Family Matters.
Yeah.
I was kind of shitting on Family Matters before the show started.
You are, and it's okay.
Yeah,
it's
but okay.
But your point was right. That
there are some important episodes of Family Matters.
Right. I got to really think about what's grounds for suspension.
Suspension.
Yeah. Because, like, grounds were supposed to be, like, women, like yeah, lying is grounds for expulsion.
Cheating is expulsion for you.
Yeah, and just
it's suspension for me.
Yeah. So, but what's for me? Suspension is like if a girl, like, if you don't, I got some pizza that just came. If you're not, I don't know. Like, I'm sorry.
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to.
I'm on camera or some shit like that.
I don't know.
So, Want me smacking in the fucking mic and I'm not gonna finna do it.
Well, I'm sorry for smacking, y'all. But I'm hungry and I'm high.
I've read the comments. They say that they can hear you drinking, so I know they hear you eating.
They do be saying that shit. No, but all those like, for me, suspension is like, you know, if you just be, if you say some, like, oh, you know what's grassroots expulsion? Saying dumb shit.
What you mean?
Like all lives matter. I can't fuck with you.
See, that's not saying dumb shit. That is a person who fundamentally is not aligned with you culturally. Like, they're not aligned with you culturally.
Well, then exactly. So, then, expulsion.
To me, that's not... See,
get out.
To me, that's not grounds for expulsion because I would never get there with that person. I can... Like, before we get to a point where we're talking about this... I wouldn't know whether or not you're all lives matter nigga or you're a black lives matter nigga. Like, I wouldn't know already.
But expulsion don't necessarily have to mean like y'all in a relationship. Like, you could expel a nigga after two dates.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
Oh. So yeah. Can we talk about expelling motherfuckers on the first date?
Yeah. Think about it.
Teeth?
Nigga, no, but I'm saying think about it, cuz.
Teeth?
You get... Like, how many guys have you stopped talking to?
Bum-ass niggas get expelled on the first date.
How many times have you
expelled... You want to smoke my weed? No, first date, expulsion.
Why can't I smoke your weed? You have the
Bring
weed.
Bring your own weed. Where the camera at? Not my weed.
Right. You got to talk in the mic, though.
Not my weed. Bring your own. Thank you. Okay. I just started buying weed. How dare I provide yours?
Okay.
That's how you feel. Buying my own.
All right. I look at it like this. Like, because how many times have you expelled somebody, right?
Yeah. Teeth.
After a first date, but they didn't know you that they got expelled. Think about that. Yeah. It's a good one, right?
Is there a question?
Have you ever expelled somebody who didn't know they was getting expelled? Or didn't know that, like, it's sort of like, if I go on a date with you, cuz, and I see you, and then you tell
didn't
me,
know
like,
he was getting expelled.
Or you tell me, like, you tell me some shit, like, yo, like,
I hope he doesn't listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
I really do.
What happened?
Hope that the guy I was just talking about doesn't listen to your podcast.
He had bad teeth?
No, the big guy that I went out with who got expelled and didn't know him probably until just now.
Why? Because he cuddled you? And he was too big?
No, we didn't. That's the thing. We didn't cuddle, and it was like, and it wasn't comfortable.
Right.
And the sleep, and I was like, it's just, I didn't talk to him about it though.
Yeah.
I just kind of like.
Well, that, I don't think you, because you don't have to be rude. But like, if you did some bullshit.
He's really nice though.
Yeah, you don't
got to. Took care of me. I was sick that morning and shit.
He bought you some soup or some shit?
Gatorade.
You expelled the nigga because he couldn't cuddle? That's fucked up, cuz. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What do we do? Can we actually, maybe if he doesn't listen, we still have time to get it together.
Yeah, let's get it together.
So what's my response? All right. I thought he was nice. Right? And like, and literally like, this is the only thing that's making me, because he's funny. He's cool. Got a career going for him. He's a handsome dude. You know what I'm saying? He's good looking. You know, he's cool, got a nice personality, all that shit. But, like, literally. All right, so when I went...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
To hang out with him, He's a nice dude. He got one of his friends living with him or some shit like that. But that's cool too. Look out for the homies. Ain't like I don't live with niggas.
It's okay though.
It was really just like, it was more so like, honestly, my expulsion has to do with the weight. Cause it's like the breathing.
Have you ever expelled
the discomfort? Yeah. All of that.
I can respect that. Have you ever expelled a nigga for personality reasons?
Yes.
Now let's go there.
Lack of ambition.
Yeah.
Like I cannot want, like, and I'm a dreamer. So naturally I'm a dreamer and like I have goals and vision and then I'm ambitious. But I really never measured myself as being ambitious. I guess it's just been a part of who I am. So like when you like dating a guy or being with a guy who says he wants this, I want that, I want to do this and that, but then he doesn't take the steps to make it happen, then you're just talking. I cannot fuck with that. I can't fuck with that.
You don't fuck with talkers. You fuck with niggas that's verbs. They about action.
Yeah. Like, share your dreams with me, but then actually take the steps to make that shit come
to
fruition.
Do that shit.
Because if you're not taking the steps or you're not doing anything every day to make that come to fruition, then we're just talking shit.
Right.
And I don't have time for that.
Right.
I can respect that. Like, that shit is like, whoo, I've messed. I think at some point I was attracted to them niggas.
Right.
Like the motherfuckers that got more talk than ambition. Mm-hmm. More dreams than work ethic.
Right.
And then I would find myself like trying to push them to make their dreams come true. And it's like,
And yeah, you can't push no grown ass man.
No, I learned that the hard way. Okay. And I ended up with a nigga that was hating on me too. My college boyfriend is a hater.
Was he?
A hater.
I never met that nigga. Have I?
You'll never meet him.
Because he was hating.
He's a hater.
What does he do?
I don't know what he does now, but when I determined that he was a hater and then I expelled him,
right?
He was like in grad school and doing some student teacher shit or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or he wanted to be a writer, but he was too pussy to be a writer, so he continued to get a degree after degree after degree.
You're calling your ex a pussy.
I said it.
Okay. I ain't mad at that.
I keep drinking. I might say his name. Okay. So.
All right. That's fine. I be saying my ex's names on here all the time. Yeah. I let the world know. Fuck these bitches. No, I'm playing. All right.
Niggas are bitches too.
Yeah, I could agree with that. Okay. So now we know what's grounds for expulsion and suspension. All right. We're not going to go down memory lane. All right, let me ask you a question. Now, we talk about cheating as suspension and expulsion. We disagree, or I've disagreed with people about this. Let's break it down. What is cheating? First of all, fellas, we got to cheat better, too, by the way. All right, do better at cheating. At least if you go cheat, do better. So let me ask you this. What is cheating to you?
To me, cheating, especially to the level where like I'm like upset, is when you build an emotional and physical relationship with another person that is not the person you're committed to. And like for like a guy that's like, see, if you were just like, oh, I can have sex with this, I remember we had a I'm not going to say this person just in case the person they deal with listens to the podcast. Okay. But anyway, a homie of mine.
The fact that we got to be cognizant of that, we don't know who listens to this podcast.
Yeah.
this podcast has been.
I told you. The last time, because I'm a weirdo, when you hit me earlier and I asked you, like, what code do they need to dial when they get to the apartment, yeah. I didn't want to wait for you. So I would scroll back to, like, our fucking messages from, like, of October of last year,
yeah.
And I see my best friend texting me after I was on your podcast for the first time and said, nigga, you talking about me by my dick by, like she texted me about the podcast.
Yeah, you're right.
So
yeah.
I was like, ooh, be careful what you say on this podcast. So with that in mind, here we are months later when it's much bigger. And that wasn't December because my months are fucked up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But I get what you're saying now.
I have to think about who may be listening or not listening. So anyway, you and I have a friend who was in a really committed relationship, and it was a guy, and his girlfriend, I think, was a little bit younger than he was. And one thing he said to me was that, and he traveled a lot for work, and he was like, you know, like, he loves his girlfriend, committed relationship, wants to marry her. This is his destiny, his future. He was like, however, I do have sex with other women.
Women.
But women. What he does on his women. Side. Women. He's women. Like, I will have sex with other women. He's like, women. I will never have sex. They're based in LA. He's like, and he's from upstate.
Wherever.
Not upstate, but midstate or whatever the fuck it is. California shit. Yeah. He's like, I'll never put her in a situation where she can be in a room with a woman I had sex with.
Women in the room.
Or someone who knows me or knows what I'm doing or something like that. He was like,
you ever been in a room with two dicks?
He's like, I would never I would never do that to her. He's like, but if I travel for work and I'm in DC or I'm in Houston or I'm in Detroit.
Detroit's, you know what I'm saying?
He was like, I may step out. He's like, but
I'm not stepping out in Detroit.
He's like,
I'm stepping out in Houston. I'm stepping out in Atlanta. I'm stepping out in DC. I'm stepping out in New Orleans. I'm stepping out in Miami.
Why not Detroit? I was just talking to someone about how Detroit is. I got messages.
I'm stepping out in Chicago.
Detroit is a place black people need to move to.
No. Detroit ain't been the same since 68.
Anyway, this nigga pretty much basically said, I love my girlfriend.
I'm not stepping out.
I'm going to spend the rest of my life with her, but I would never embarrass her and I would never put her.
Well, you going to get embarrassed in Houston.
This is a man who does not believe that monogamy is natural. And he's like, because monogamy is not natural, and I know and I believe. He's like, but
does she know this, though?
Does she know that he does not believe in monogamy?
No, does she know that he out here sleeping with multiple women?
When in cities that she doesn't know? No, yeah. She doesn't know that. But he goes through what he thinks is the precautions to make sure she'll never find out.
Okay.
Here's... And I can respect that. And I can not only respect that, I can respect someone who's self-aware enough to know why they do what they do or the decisions that they make. Like, literally, I don't think that monogamy is natural. So if I am in a relationship with someone, I want to know what their feelings are on the topic. Like, do you think it's natural or not?
Okay, so here's the thing. Do I think monogamy is natural? I'm on the fence about it. But, you know, some days I think it's natural, some days I don't, you know? And I need to figure out what does monogamy really, like, what does that look like for me and stuff like that? I will say this. Here's what cheating is to me. Anything you can't tell your partner about.
That's not true.
To me. To me, you ask me what's cheating. Or they, you know, we going back and forth about what's cheating. Here's what's cheating to me. Fucking is automatic cheating. Alright? Fucking is fucking. Kissing is cheating.
Absolutely.
Going on an outing with a male friend I don't know about it. That's cheating.
If you are mentally in a state where you know I can't tell my man about this, and it is because of, like, you know whether or not it's cheating. However, the part about not telling or whatever is cheating, I don't agree. I just had a conversation with a few friends who I felt like one of them being too open and honest about everything and sharing too much, or them oversharing, led to problems. And essentially,
well, there's a difference between oversharing and then things you can't tell your partner about. Like, to me, okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, like, I'll give you a prime example. Like, let's just say, sorry, y'all. Let's just say that you are, like, a dude tried to holler at you today. You don't have to come home and tell me that some nigga tried to holler at you today. If you keep telling me that, I'm going to believe you're cheating. But
if not believe, I'm going to start thinking.
Yeah.
I will start to think.
But if you're telling me about, like, you need to tell me, like, if you met a new friend. You met a new friend out of our relationship. You gave a nigga your number. That's cheating. You gave a nigga your number. That's cheating.
In what capacity?
Hey, we're out. Let's say you're at a bar by yourself. Guy hits on you, but he's cool. You're like, look, I got a boyfriend, but we can be friends. And y'all exchange numbers. That's cheating.
Absolutely.
That's cheating.
First and foremost, because grown-ass women don't need more friends.
No.
And they don't look for more friends. And you should know, as a man,
that's cheating.
That anytime a grown-ass woman
yeah.
tries to build a friendship with you, she probably wants you. Unless y'all work together and have to spit.
Working together is okay. That's not cheating.
Unless circumstance, a.k.a. work, forces you guys to spend copious amount of time with each other.
Right.
Even during times when y'all would rather not be with each other, but it forces y'all to be together nonetheless. That chick probably is just your coworker, who has now become your work wife because y'all have
this. Ain't no such thing as that work wife and work husband bullshit.
That's not true.
Nah, you fucking me. You don't have no work husband.
If you are a motherfucker that's at work 12, 14, 16 hours a day, you probably have a work husband.
No, you have a work guy, you have a coworker. Don't want to hear that work husband shit.
Just don't use the term with your spouse. So anyway, honestly, Clint, I forgot what I was saying, but yeah.
What is cheating?
That's not where we were at.
Because I was
what were you saying?
For me.
Because you reacted when I said the shit. What'd I say?
Any woman that wants to build a friendship.
Woman that wants to build a friendship, a grown-ass woman. You have to know the difference between a grown-ass woman and a woman. I can't tell you. But once you know, a grown-ass woman knows who she is. And she knows that she doesn't need more friends because I have enough friends. I want to date you. I want to fuck you. Or I want us to be together, whatever the case may be. However, I don't want to be your friend. And that is where also with the whole like, what is expulsion and what's suspension? I was just saying to my nephew. My nephew posted on Instagram, question, how can you be friends with a chick for 5 years and now should you cut her off if you want to become a boyfriend and she has no interest? And my thing to him is, yes, you cut her the fuck off because that's not what you wanted from the rip. And all his friends are saying, no, that's pushy. That you're being a pussy, you're being a bitch if you cut her off because she doesn't want to be with you.
No, I'm cutting you
off. So I have two questions for him, right? It's like, did you become friends with this person because you were afraid to shoot your shot and you figured we'll become friends and then be together?
That's your fault.
Or were you best friends and then you developed feelings for your best friend? Those are two different circumstances. And the first one where you didn't shoot your shot and they got feelings for you, like that's where, like, that's what I mean. We're like real, like women, like an adult woman is not trying to befriend you because she wants a new friend.
Right. No, I agree with that. I agree with that 100%.
What are you talking about?
So here's what I'm saying.
You know how many friends I have?
New friends is cheating.
You know how many friends? Nick, I got friends. I have male friends who are fine.
Yeah. And male cousins who's fine too. The girls, them sugar.
Male friends who are fine. My family is beautiful. You know what I'm saying? And attractive. You feel me?
Yeah, I wear black condoms.
So,
I'm wild. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hopefully, this can be edited.
Yeah, tuxedo style condoms. They were lifestyle tuxedos. The black ones. They were tuxedos, and I like the group tuxedo. You know, I want it like I want it.
The group tuxedo comment threw me off. It took me to a whole different place briefly, but I'm back.
Tuxedo.
I thought we were talking about safe cheating. Sex saves money, cheating. Joints.
Cheating. We're talking about cheating.
We took it to something else. Cheating. Yeah, cheating basically adult women don't want to be your fucking friend. They want to date you. So don't come to me with that, like I don't want to be your friend. I don't. I have, like, literally, I'm 30 years old. I do not need new friends.
Right.
I need money, dick, relationships. Yeah. There are levels to each. And relationship and dick ain't on the same level.
I respect you.
That part, too. Well,
so for me, all right, so here's where it gets gray. Like, what, like, for me, like I said, I don't, subtle shit is cheating to me.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
If you got eyes for someone else, you cheating. You know what I mean? Like, if you say to me, like, you know, there's another guy that I, like, anything that involves another man is cheating. If you tell me, like, I remember I had a girl tell me her and her friend that I didn't know. I don't know this nigga. They went to Six Flags together. Nigga, that's cheating. That is absolute cheating.
Going why?
Why couldn't you tell me you're going to Six Flags?
Why didn't she tell you?
Because she was cheating.
Did you ask her why she didn't tell you?
I asked her that. She was just like, I couldn't tell you. And I'm just like, that's...
Yes. If you are going...
If I'm going somewhere...
If you're spending time with someone and you can't tell your significant other, then you are cheating.
You're cheating.
By definition.
Because you're leaving out information. If you go somewhere and you tell
me... It's
not me,
because you're leaving out information. I think that's a misdiagnosis of the issue.
What did she do?
It is cheating because you are taking an act... That you know that you cannot share with your partner because they would be upset with this act.
Absolutely. Like,
that is what makes it cheating.
Cheating.
Like, there's a difference between,
you,
like,
cheated, all right? Like, you hear me? Like, yo, you fucking cheated. I didn't tell you you could go to fucking Six Flags, and you gonna go to Six Flags with this dude? You a fucking cheater. You a liar. You a cheater. Deceiver. Heartbreaker. Remember that song?
No.
Oh. I'm sorry, but go ahead.
Shit.
I'm sorry.
I think, yeah, that's what makes you a cheater. However, if you're in a situation where you're like, ooh, this is happening in my life, maybe I should figure this out on my own before I share it with my new partner and scare them off and trigger one of their insecurities. There are certain things like that.
But what she did was cheating.
I have a friend... And I'm going to just roll the dice that none of these motherfuckers listen to the podcast.
Say that shit.
But I have a friend who was in an interracial relationship.
All right, that's cheating.
For the first time.
If you dealing with anything, fellas, if you dealing with anything other than black women, you cheating. All right? Yeah, I said it. If you dating anybody else but black women, brothers, you cheating. All right? Stop cheating on black women. Yeah, I said it. I fucking said it.
This friend was in an interracial relationship for the first time. And there's a lot of looks, pressure, comments from friends.
Because he's cheating.
People who you're super close with and people who you're not close with, right? And I don't think that he knew how to handle that in the best way. Uh-huh. And I think he allowed the pressure, the looks, the comments, and all of that to affect him in his relationship. And I think he shared too much of that pressure and those comments and those looks and those reactions with his partner. Because although it was just him trying to figure out how to navigate this space of me dating a white woman for the first time, my friends don't agree with it. You know what I'm saying? On the other side, he's communicating to this woman all of these comments and prejudgments and perceptions that his friends and people that he care about has. Mm-hmm. So now she literally doesn't stand a chance to be herself in front of your friends because you done already given her everything they hate about her. So now she's going to go out in front of them and try to be somebody she's not because she wants to impress. And right. that's a situation where, like, in a new relationship where I feel like you didn't need to share with your partner what you were going through. Because your sharing triggered their insecurity, which led to which put y'all more in a spiral to not be together.
Right.
Opposed to y'all being able to figure out how to go through this together.
Right.
So I don't think that everything, even when you love someone, you care deeply about a person, or you guys are really feeling connected and on the same page, I think there's certain shit that's your shit that you don't have to share. I think sometimes people, out of human nature, we share things because we want people to sign up to be with to battle with us.
That's true.
Because we want a partner.
Yeah.
And we want them to stand by our side and go through whatever it is we got to go through. We don't want to go through ourselves with us, and it's not their shit to go through.
Right.
So let's go back to expulsion. Expulsion for the motherfucking insecure nigga that can't identify and go through his shit and wants to put his shit off on me. Because, like, really, like, caring and dealing and really, like, figuring out your emotional and mental shit, I feel like is a job that you have to put work into on your own. And if you meet someone who is willing to go to stand by your side,
I agree with
you
this.
Are incredibly blessed.
I agree.
But to put it off on them is a bitch move, and I can't fuck with it.
I can't fuck with that.
And either. I've been with a nigga that wanted to put his shit off on me.
Let's get personal.
Yeah.
Stop putting your shit off. Well, pretty much my Ask Clint today was going to be me asking, you know, somebody asked me on Ask Clint, like, yo, like, so pretty much she told me, like, her boyfriend, he went out on, like, a multitude of dates with another girl. And she wants a multitude of dates? Yeah. He said he never fucked her. And I mean, maybe he didn't. But to me, so she's asking me, should she leave him?
The fuck is a multitude of dates?
I would say more than 5 dates.
Can I tell you what a multitude of dates means to me?
What is it to you?
We were like, he went on a multitude of dates.
Yeah.
So he was dating another woman.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. Because if we're going on a multitude of dates, we are dating. There's no such thing as a multitude. So you're dating someone else.
Right.
He was dating someone else.
Right.
I don't even understand what the question is.
Well, dates cheating?
Yes.
I agree.
I'm sorry, not to yell. I don't want to yell. That is an emotional.
You should definitely leave that nigga.
Connection.
So yeah.
And even if they have not yet established their emotional connection, he's seeking
another emotional connection.
He's seeking an emotional connection. Actually, you say another Clint.
Right.
But I go as far as to say that he doesn't have one with you.
Yeah. Can you imagine nigga taking another chick out, he don't take you out?
No. No, I can't. I can't imagine Dania going donkey on a Thursday. I can't.
Donkey on a Thursday. I'm just saying, that'd really be happening. All right, cuz, what did you learn today?
Damn. Why you speed rolling our joint? You ain't even talk.
I did talk. I've talked. I've been talking. I just talked about my ex who went to Six Flags with another nigga. Like, went to Six Flags. That's cheating. And thought,
what
had
I learned today?
I had the nerve to look me in my eye and tell me it wasn't a big deal.
What I learned today?
I wanted to fucking throw the broom in her throat.
That's aligned with what I learned today.
Yeah. That what?
That I'm, like, still low-key, like, a little bit
hurt.
What?
Hurt.
Not hurt. But I'm, like, the person that's, like, I keep the peace, keep the cool.
You do.
I'll keep my opinions to myself if it's for the greater good, all of that. But, like, my college nigga,
boyfriend. Yeah, fuck that nigga.
Headache. Ooh, I want to tell him about himself.
Maybe he's not like that anymore.
I want to tell him about himself.
But he's probably 30.
That's what I learned today. Because when I brought him up, I felt like was like, where is he? What is he doing?
What if the nigga's different now? I should call this nigga. You got his number?
I do.
Call him. Just ask him, how's he doing?
Like, I do.
Call him. You need closure.
He hit me. He texted me after my mom passed. That's how I know we still have the same numbers and shit.
You got to respect that, though.
No, absolutely. I respect that. I respect that. But, this nigga.
Yeah. Did he say, if there's anything you need, let me know? Tell him you need this.
You know what?
I need to tell you.
I hate when people are like, if there's anything you need, let me know. Like,
that's bullshit.
How dare you put the burden of figuring out what I need you to do
while I'm in my time of mourning.
On the person who's mourning. Note to people, don't stop doing that shit.
Right.
Stop telling people, if you need anything, let me know. How about you just check in with people?
And just do some shit.
And ask them, what do you need?
Right.
Or, like Clint just said,
Do some shit. Real quick, my cousin, y'all, when I got 5150, my cousin made sure I was okay and took care of me. So I've never said it public, but thank you, cousin. I appreciate you. You know what I mean? I appreciate it.
Like I said to you, and I didn't say this publicly, at the end of the day with Clint and I'll forever look out for Clint. Clint forever looks out for me. And at the end of the day, that's my family. That's how we do it.
Yeah. Right. Period. Okay.
We ain't always got to like each other.
No.
But we will always and forever look out for each other.
Damn right.
So don't get it fucked up.
Yeah. Or I'll fuck you up.
You feel me?
Yeah.
North Philly.
Okay.
Uptown.
I'm not from North Philly. So look, what did I learn today?
Can you claim Uptown?
I do. Yeah, absolutely. All right. That's exactly where
my
I'm
nigga.
From. Yeah. Exactly where I'm from.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
All right, so here we go. Yo, I learned today that
give us some love, nigga. Like,
my bad.
I'm not from North Philly.
I learned today that I have a low tolerance for anything in relationships. You are terminated immediately. Mm. Do some bullshit. I'm out.
What's that mean? You gotta expound upon
if
that.
If you do some bullshit, I'm owed
what's
you.
Some bullshit. You never got into what some bullshit is.
Cheating. If you.
But
you,
cheating isn't the
you gotta
only
work.
Bullshit.
You gotta work, husband. I'm out. You know
what
that's
I mean? Not cheating.
You gaining pounds.
Clint,
I'm
what
out.
Are some things that like you feel like you need from a significant other?
Pussy. I said this on the last episode.
That is without saying. Go yeah. ahead and
I don't need
and
nothing
what else?
Else.
That's not true.
I don't need shit.
I fucking
from you.
Know you. That's not true. What else you need?
I need to be hugged. I need to be hugged. Hug me. Hold me. Hug me, hold me.
So physical touch.
Yeah, man.
What's your love language? Have you ever looked into
We already that? Talked about this on the podcast.
Oh, what is it?
Mine's is physical touch and quality time.
Physical touch and quality time.
Yeah, I don't care about gifts or words of affirmation, but quality time, nigga. Oh, you want to just...
Do you like... All right, I'm going to ask this because it's for you.
Yeah.
So like as a man who is... Like, your lifestyle, your career...
I'm a playboy.
I'm that's not where I'm going with
I'm
the
girl's dim... I'm the G...
That's not
D-S.
That's not where I'm going with
sorry,
the question.
Sorry, go ahead.
As a man whose schedule, work schedule...
Yeah.
...is very tight, hectic. Right. You're not home and settled often.
Right.
Right? So, for you, in a woman that you're really digging? I've heard you use the term my honey before.
So come if you're, on, man.
Oh, if you're dealing with a motherfucker like that, right? What are some things, because your lifestyle is different.
All right.
So, and if quality time is a part of your, is a
we can have quality time on the road. Like if we're talking on the phone, with texting, that's quality time.
It's interesting that you're answering my question that I ain't asked yet.
Oh, sorry.
So, niggas. So, if, you're on the road, traveling and all these things, but quality time is like a love language for you.
Yeah.
How does that woman, like...
You got to beat off with me. You got to get on FaceTime and you need to beat off with me. I'm alone in my hotel room. I'm beaten off. I need you to say I'm beaten off too. I need you to say that. Oh, Clint. Even if you're not even really doing it. Oh, Clint me.
All right. You didn't really allow for me to get there.
Sorry.
So we'll go there. You took me to a place I wasn't ready. Send nudes. All right.
I want a nude. I want to see, and I don't want to just see titties. I want to see like your whole body.
That is how we establish quality time and person and physical touch.
I want quality time with
even
your nudes.
Even though we're not together.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of the road.
Motherfucker.
I'm sorry. I've had a little too much to drink and eat. Anyway, cuz, do you gonna plug your social media?
You can follow me at DAMN underscore the letter U underscore Dania DENEIA. Dania.
Yeah. And thank you again for everything you've done. Thank you for coming on the podcast. Also, people thought that the GTD playlist is bullshit. Watch this. Hey, Alexa. Play GTD playlist Apple Music.
GTD got the draws from Apple Music.
My shit works. Stan Maxwell.
Okay. So did you put the songs on the playlist?
Yeah, just so I put the GTD playlist together.
Okay,
yeah.
so you did put the
So it was on an episode of people like, Clint, is there really a GTD playlist? I'm like, it absolutely is a GTD playlist.
So if they tell Alexa, play the GTD playlist
Apple Music.
They'll play the Clint Chloe joint? For real. Y'all hear that shit?
Just in case they didn't hear, turn it up a little bit. Turn it up a little bit, Rich. Turn it up. Hit the yeah.
I ain't even gonna lie to you. I can't do that.
Real quick, one more time.
Y'all feel like a weirdo.
One more time. Hey Alexa, play GTD playlist Apple Music.
GTD got the draws from Apple Music.
That's lit.
Now I'm like, I feel like I can't be with my man and be like, Alexa, play GTD, and they'd be like, God forbid, Alexa, like, GTD by Clint Coley. I'll be fucked up.
Yeah, they don't say that, though. They don't say that. They just say Apple Music.
I'll be like, tomorrow.
That's hilarious.
Let's talk in the morning.
This playlist is fire, though. All right. Hey, Alexa, stop playing music.
So the whole time Clint wasn't home, I was asking Alexa to play music, and it didn't sound like Clint's music. But now I know the problem.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you guys for listening again. Thank you guys for laughing. We're having a good time. Keep sharing the podcast. Keep rating the podcast. Don't forget to come out to Dallas. Come out to Denver. Come to a live podcast. Oh, and we rescheduled Baltimore. I forgot about that.
You feel me?
August 22nd. We got tickets left. All right, y'all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for laughing. Goodbye.
You want to keep it real? You know the deal. Keep you up on game. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? Clint Coley. 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 You're listening to advice from a football.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.